Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
What is that English word that always trips you up? The one you simply cannot say right.
I never thought I had a problem with this.
Yeah.
Until about maybe 6 weeks ago, I had a voiceover for a bank. And the word digital was in every month, because there was a voiceover for every month. And I just couldn't say digital. It sounded like I was saying digital.
Digital.
It sounded like I was saying digital. So now when someone points it out, dan sukkel jy selfs meer met die woord. Want hoekom sê ek dit verkeerd? Want ek, dit klink vir my asof ek het reg sê.
Ja.
So now whenever I say digital, I have to really think about what my brain and my mouth are doing.
I did 4 years of English at university. Right. I'm an English major.
Ja.
Is it schedule or schedule? I don't know.
Training schedule.
Are you sure?
Schedule is American.
Is it?
Yes.
Are you right about that?
I think I'm right. Schedule?
Or you're asking around the office.
Or schedule.
Miss E on the WhatsApp line. Digital.
Digital.
She says genital. Always
no,
gets
I'm
it
not
wrong.
There. I'm not there.
Our digital producer has the cutest one in the world. Because it's like Nemo, struggling in Finding Nemo.
No shame.
Anemone. How do you say that word?
Anemone.
Yes, there you go. You've got
I
it.
I did have to think about it.
Matthew says, Google out Benedict Cumberbatch says penguin.
That is one of the best videos I've ever seen.
He can't say the word penguin.
Penguin.
Pingwings.
Pingwings.
A pingwing.
And you know how he found that out? He was doing a voiceover for a documentary about pingwings, and then they were like, excuse me?
And he didn't know he was saying the word wrong. So even if Benedict Cumberbatch has English words that he trips over, what's yours? 0848500942. This is a safe place today. We just want to know. We're talking about the English words that always seem to trip you up for no reason.
Do you know, there's one that I never know how it's going to come out.
What's that?
Am I going to say data or am I going to say data? What do you say?
I say data.
Data.
Yeah.
It depends. Like, I'm sometimes...
I think it's again that American versus Brit split that we don't know. Do you want to start with the absolute banger on this list?
Absolutely.
So my word that just always trips me up, and it's a pretty common one, is Worcestershire or Worcestershire, however you say that. That one.
I go with Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. Yes.
Because those British things that they... And they're named after places, they're spelled so dumbly.
So bad.
I'm sorry.
So, so bad.
There's a railway station in London. And it's spelled Marylebone.
Marylebone.
Marlborough.
Is it not Marylebone?
It's not as far as I know.
Oh, yeah. And then they have that thing with the W. So Chiswick is actually Chiswick.
No, it's dumb. It's dumb. Worcestershire came through from a lot of people here. Derek says, it's wash your sister sauce.
Oh, Derek.
Done, Derek. Thank you. You fixed that in my brain. From now on, wash your sister sauce is it.
I always have to think before I can say the word necessary, because I keep on wanting to say necessary.
That's because the Jungle Book did you a dirty, Niela. It's the bare necessaries.
The bare necessaries.
The simple bare necessaries of life.
Oh, I love that. That's such a nice word, necessaries.
We just ruined Niela's a whole day.
How's it, Louis? Yeah? I cannot say the word butterfly quickly.
Butterfly.
If I say it quickly, it comes out as butterfly.
Butterfly.
Anything with two T's, I struggle with.
Butterfly.
Butter chicken.
Burr chicken. Burr chicken. I'm in. Let's go for lunch.
Ooh, no,
hello, Jacaranda. My word is caramelized onions.
Do you know what I love so much?
Yeah.
Is the breaking up into syllables. Because that's what I now have to do as well with digital. Ek kan dit nie net sê soos 'n woord nie. Dit moet opgebreek word in lettergrepe.
Otherwise, you're not getting through
Otherwise,
it.
Otherwise, I'm not going to get through it, please.
Adele says, albeit.
Yes.
Albeit.
And then,
I get it. Albeit. It looks albeit. Like albeit.
And not Norma coming through here with higher grade anathema. The word is anathema to
me. How many times have you used the word anathema in a sentence today?
No, but when you do use it, you use it a lot.
Anathema.
Anathema.
It reads like anathema, to be honest.
Hi, guys. My word is mananai. Because nothing is better than mananai.
You want a nice chicken mayonnaise sandwich?